Leicester violence, Islamists exposed. The news that no Hindu organization was involved in the recent communal clashes in the United Kingdom has come as a breath of fresh air for the victims, the Hindus. They heaved a sigh of relief after a UK-based think tank released its report. After thorough investigations into the recent clashes involving some Muslims and Hindus in the city of Leicester, a well-known United Kingdom's think tank has now debunked the narratives orchestrated by anti-Hindu forces that Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh and other Hindutva groups had played a part in the violent clashes in the Leicester violence, putting the wider Hindu community at risk from hate, vandalism and assault. In fact, Hindus have been at the receiving end of the violence, which was anti-Hindu riots. A video of Islamist Muhammad Hijab spewing venom against Hindus is doing the rounds on social media as the Muslim mob cheers him on with screams of Allahu Akbar. Titled, Hindu-Muslim Civil Unrest in Leicester, Hindutva, and the Creation of a False Narrative, the report came to the conclusion that the clash in Leicester was a micro-community cohesion issue falsely presented as an issue perpetuated by Hindutva. This report has denied any possible involvement of so-called Hindutva extremism or RSS extremism in the Leicester violence, which was alleged by the cabal of Islamists and left-liberal media houses. Rubbishing false narrative. Rubbishing the accusation that Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh and other Hindutva groups played a role in the violent clashes in the United Kingdom, the Henry Jackson Society, HJS, a UK-based think tank, categorically rejected this false narrative. In fact, people from the Hindu community were attacked in Leicester. This comes after a thorough investigation into the incident. The think tank recently said that the unrest in Leicester has been falsely narrated as involving organized extremist groups and RSS terrorists, which has put the local Hindu community at risk. Localized LE5 Leicester community cohesion breakdown, involving prejudice emanating from the Muslim community to the Hindu community and vice versa, has led to a number of assaults on both Muslims and Hindus and attacks on Hindu properties in Leicester. The unrest has been falsely narrated as involving organized extremist groups and RSS terrorists, the Henry Jackson Society, HJS, said in its report on the violence. Instigator of Leicester violence. From September 4 to 7, Muslim mobs went on a rampage against Hindus. On September 4, when Majid tweeted, the Muslim mob went on a rampage while the Hindus were celebrating Ganesh Chaturthi. Eggs were thrown when Hindu symbols were spotted and where Ganesh Puja was being held. A Hindu man was dragged out of his home and stabbed. When his aunt ran out of the house to defend him, she was injured too because the Muslim mob punched and beat her up. On September 8, he repeated the lie that a Muslim boy was attacked by more than 36 Hindus, and his evidence to back that claim was an unverifiable video and the fact that he wanted people to trust his word. As mentioned before, there is no investigation into this because there was no evidence provided. Even after the violence that was perpetrated, Majid continued to lie. He claimed on September 9 that a Muslim boy was held by Hindus and asked for his religion. When they found out he was a Muslim, they tried to beat him. However, the Muslim boy managed to escape after beating up the Hindus. The Leicester police, while responding to Majid, said such an incident had not happened. According to the report, one of the instigators of the anti-Hindutva Leicester march is a man expressing praise for a wanted terrorist and who claims to speak with the crime syndicate, the D Company. The social media influencers who peddled narratives of Hindutva extremism include a convicted terrorist offender and a man who has offered prayers to the Taliban, it said. The report said that the men, accused of being RSS terrorists, who had their festival vandalized and claimed to be victims of stabbing, consequently organizing the Hindu march, appear to have no links to nor an understanding of RSS. Spreading misinformation to target Hindus. The methods employed to target the Hindus included projections including a false claim of a Bharatiya Janata Party organized bus, while a car-sharing, anti-Hindutva protesters were in fact taking place, and claims of racists, terrorists, extremists etc. Hindu groups in the United Kingdom protested for recent wave of violence against the minority Hindu population in UK. Not just content with this, misinformation was spread regarding crimes being committed, attempts to have the uptake of their narrative by the mainstream press and collaborating with political leaders to gain sympathy for their narrative and potentially influence future policy, the report said. The successful spread of these claims has led to a security threat posed to the Hindu community and attacks on their places of worship, it stated. The report also slammed the media, saying that the media, at times, conflated the issue by regularly relying on influences included in this report for comment and focusing on an issue of Hindutva extremism and India politics rather than providing nuanced and accurate analysis of the incidents. It further said, mainstream media outlets have relied on two of the noted influences who have been providing misinformation. In the immediate aftermath of the protests, mainstream media outlets put early emphasis on Hindutva extremism in the UK, further perpetuating the threat against the Hindu community. Titled, Hindu-Muslim Civil Unrest in Leicester, Hindutva, and the Creation of a False Narrative, the report came to the conclusion that the clash in Leicester was a micro-community cohesion issue falsely presented as an issue perpetuated by Hindutva. The HJS report also raised concern over the fact that one of the instigators of the Leicester violence, Majid Freeman, is regularly being provided a platform to express his views regarding the presence of Hindutva extremism in the UK and posing as a community leader, meeting with the city of Leicester's mayor and discussing the future of the upcoming independent review of the violence. Hindu and Muslim residents interviewed. Charlotte Littlewood, a research fellow at the Henry Jackson Society, made the conclusion after conducting interviews with both Muslim and Hindu residents, compiling social media evidence, video evidence, police reports and statements. Contrary to press reports at the time, Littlewood said the investigations did not find Hindutva groups operating in Leicester but instead discovered a micro-community cohesion issue falsely presented as an issue of organized Hindutva groups. She observed a community cohesion breakdown pertaining to loud festivals, antisocial behavior and a conflict between Muslim youth and Hindu youth stemming from territorial attitudes towards one another. Cricket acted as a catalyst for the clashes. Violent clashes erupted in UK's Leicestershire after India won the Asia Cup T20 match against Pakistan on August 28. In a similar incident, a mob staged a violent demonstration outside the Durga Bhavan Temple in United Kingdom's Smethwick in Birmingham on September 20, triggering fears of clashes. The report discovered that the clash in Leicester was a micro-community cohesion issue falsely presented as an issue perpetuated by Hindutva groups. It found that false allegations of RSS and Hindutva organizations active in the UK have put the wider Hindu community at risk from hate, vandalism and assault. Some members of the Hindu community in Leicester imposed a voluntary curfew, some relocated to stay with family or friends until they felt safe to return, while still others were unable to return to work owing to fears for their personal safety, the investigations revealed. There was significant civil unrest from September 4 to 20 between ethnic minority groups in Leicester, including vandalism of property, assaults, stabbings and attacks on places of worship, said the HJS report. Some members of the Hindu community in Leicester imposed a voluntary curfew, some relocated to stay with family or friends until they felt safe to return, while still others were unable to return to work owing to fears for their personal safety, the investigations revealed. There was significant civil unrest from September 4 to 20 between ethnic minority groups in Leicester, including vandalism of property, assaults, stabbings and attacks on places of worship, said the HJS report. The statement read, having spoken to locals, it seems extremist groups are pushing three baseless narratives, that diversity in the UK has failed. The disturbances are being orchestrated by forces from India and historic differences mean that we can't live together peacefully as one community. The cycle of violence was triggered on August 28 as the Islamists could not digest the fact that the Indian cricket team beat Pakistan in a spectacular way at the Asia Cup T20 match. Immediately, a clash broke out among groups of young men in Leicestershire, according to the Leicestershire Police statement. These are problematic as this will only polarise a once harmonious community even further. These narratives have caused a local issue to spill over into places such as Birmingham, read the statement. Some members of the Hindu community in Leicester imposed a voluntary curfew, some relocated to stay with family or friends until they felt safe to return, while still others were unable to return to work owing to fears for their personal safety, the investigations revealed. The Indian High Commission also condemned the violence perpetrated against the Indian community in Leicester and sought immediate action against those involved in the attacks. Community leaders from all sides are pleading for an end to this violence so that Leicester and its people may live in peace again, added the statement. Now is the time for people regardless of identity, politics and background to come together on this issue, it added. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.